Welcome to Assembly Radio. I'm John Sprovieri, the editor of Assembly Magazine. Today we're speaking with Harry Moser, founder of the Reshoring Initiative, a nonprofit organization dedicated to persuading U.S. manufacturers to bring work back home from overseas. Harry recently retired as president of machine tool supplier Ajay Sharmeel, and last year he was named to Industry Week magazine's Manufacturing Hall of Fame. I asked Harry how it felt to be a Hall of Famer.
You know, they put various people in their Hall of Fame. They put Lee Iacocca and Jack Welch and Steve Jobs and Michael Dell and people like that, and they put me in. And I, you know, my view is that they put those people in for what they've done, and they put me in for what they hope I'll do. And so when my wife says, "Why are you working so hard? Why don't you quit this?" I say, "They put me in the Hall of Fame. I have to earn it."
Why did you launch this Reshoring Initiative?
I'd say two causes. First, culturally or family traditions have always been in manufacturing. Mm-hmm. My grandfather and father worked at the Singer Sewing Machine in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Grandpa was a foreman. Dad was a number two or three man, ran heat treating, hardening, foundry, die casting, whatever. Mm-hmm. So good job, and, you know, engineer. And I worked there summers in high school and college. And at one time it was the largest building in the world. You know, back when everybody had a sewing machine and the U.S. dominated world manufacturing. And, you know, I drove past it 6 months ago, and the factory was mostly gone, and Singer was entirely gone. And, you know, and as are so many of the buildings and the companies that used to be the envy of the world. So I drove past, and I cried thinking about what we'd lost. The other element is, for about 20 years, I was one of the leading promoters of skilled manufacturing careers. And so for years, for decades, I promised America's youth and their parents that if they went into the skilled manufacturing trades, became a tool and die maker, precision mm-hmm. machinist, there'd be a job for them. Mm-hmm. And then all the jobs started to go away. So I had to redeem my promise. I had to do my best to bring the jobs back.
Tell me about your software. How did you develop it, and what went into it?
Basically, it's a spreadsheet in Excel. It helps them calculate their total cost of ownership. As opposed to just the price or just the landed cost, rather the total cost of ownership. And there was a survey done by Archstone Consulting, which concluded that about 60% of the companies that are offshore used only rudimentary cost calculation methods to determine what it really cost them to offshore, and they missed on average about 20% of the total cost of offshoring, and that the balance went into travel costs and mm-hmm. extra inventory costs and opportunity costs, because you have a long pipeline, and if you have a surge in demand, you can't meet it because your inventory isn't good enough. Mm-hmm. Or the delivery comes in of parts from offshore and it's bad, and now you have to air freight parts in to make up for it, or you lose customer orders and then lose a customer, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So the problem is that the typical accounting system isn't designed to aggregate that. The typical accounting system calculates cost of goods sold and therefore misses out on all these extra goodies. Now, I think one nice thing is each of these calculations has a formula, just like any mm-hmm. kind of Excel formula. But then over here, I put in what all that means.
Well, what do you think that most businesses are probably most overlooked?
There's a lot of anecdotal evidence about supply chain managers being tasked and bonused on saving X million dollars a year on price. Mm-hmm. You know, so, which means they're at least missing duty and freight and, you know, the obvious stuff. I say carrying costs would be an obvious one. Let's say you're a mold maker here in the States, injection mold or stamping guy. They often get paid 6 months after they ship the mold, after they pass something called PPAP, okay. when the customer has proven it out and they're actually in production. whereas the Chinese vendor supplier gets paid prior to shipment.
That concludes this episode of Assembly Radio. If you'd like to hear more from Harry, he'll be the keynote speaker at Tech Manufacture Expo, a virtual trade show sponsored by Assembly Magazine. To learn more about this May 4th event, visit www.techmanufactureexpo.com. To learn more about the reshoring initiative, visit www.reshorenow.org.